Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 5th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators petitioned the Federal Communications Commission and other federal agencies to change the federal government's definition of high-speed broadband from 25 megabits per second up and 3 megabits per second down to 100 megabits per second symmetrical. The old definition was established in 2015, and a change in definition would prohibit the FCC from identifying an area as being served with broadband unless it met the new definition. An automated analysis of 1.3 million Android and iOS apps by the security firm Zimperium found misconfiguration errors in 14% of apps that use cloud services for their backend, impacting 11,877 Android apps and 6,608 iOS apps. Some of these misconfigurations allowed data to be overwritten and exposed personal information, passwords, and medical information, although the analysis did not determine if this information had been exploited by malicious actors. Qualcomm announced Snapdragon Sound with new processors, Bluetooth audio SoCs, and codecs like AdaptX Adaptive to achieve playback of hi-fi music up to 24-bit 96 kHz. The first Snapdragon Sound products are expected in the next few months, with Xiaomi and Audio-Technica signing up as the first two Snapdragon Sound partners. XDA developer sources say Indian telco Reliance Jio is developing a low-cost laptop with 4G connectivity called the JioBook that'll run a fork of Android called JioOS. Current prototypes reportedly use Qualcomm's Snapdragon 665 chipset with the X12 LTE modem, include a 1366x768 display, and 4GB of RAM, with assembly reportedly set to begin in mid-May. The analysts at Counterpoint Research found that global smartwatch shipments grew 1.5% for all of 2020, with a slight decrease on the year in Q4. Apple remains the market leader, growing market share 6% in Q4 to 40% of shipments, with Samsung up 1% in the year to 10% market share, and Huawei down 1% to 8%. Fitbit and BBK remains number 4 and 5 with flat market share. Microsoft will roll out vertical tabs to all Edge users this month after announcing the feature last year. Edge will also get a new startup experience later in March, with launch speeds up to 41% faster after rebooting. Apple clarified that iOS 14.5 doesn't allow users to set a default music service, but that as a Siri intelligence-based feature, the virtual assistant will ask and learn over time what music services users prefer. Apple points out that Siri may ask again over time what music services to use, and that there is no iOS setting to set a default music service like there is for the browser or email. With NFTs increasingly popular, the service Sing launched on the web and iOS, letting users easily create NFTs with existing photos, recorded audio, documents, and other data. Signing up for the service automatically creates an Ethereum wallet, with content uploaded becoming an ERC-721 token in that wallet, with Sing planning to eventually charge fees for storage and selling content. Asus published the specifications for its new TUF-F15 gaming laptop, which includes reference to the unreleased NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3050 Ti laptop GPU. The specifications show the card has 4GB of GDDR6 memory, but no clock speeds or other details were listed. Razer announced new audio glasses, the $200 Razer Anzer, available in square or round styles. These include 35% blue light filtering lenses with swappable polarized sunglass lenses, integrated 16mm speaker drivers, IPX4 water-resistant rating, with a claimed 5-hour battery life. App researcher Jane Manchin Wong unearthed a UI in Twitter's app that appears to show an undo send feature. This shows the standard "Your tweet was sent" dialog box with an undo button below it with an integrated progress bar, presumably to show how long a user has to undo the tweet. Google will shorten the Chrome browser release schedule from 6 to 4 weeks, starting with Chrome 94 in Q3 2021. Google is also making an extended stable release option available to enterprise and embedded customers, which will get updates every 8 weeks. And finally, Turntable FM shut down in 2013, but seems to be returning with 2 iterations, one at the original URL and another at turntable.org, both with support from different founders of the original. Turntable FM lets you create virtual rooms and select music available on YouTube to play, while turntable.org is planning to launch later in 2021, referencing it as a subscription service, with both currently limiting users on a waitlist. Remember, for more discussions of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.